Simon Pei Tes Sif Ches. Last Sif. Mishas Ad Chak. Shesorach LaHashkim Adar. A person has a need. For example, he has to travel early, and he's traveling with a group. The group, which is much more safe. They used to go through these forests with bandits and wild animals, etc. So you needed to travel in groups. And the group was not going to wait for him. So Yochel Yispal Mishal Amud HaShachar. So you'll daven for an essay from Amud HaShachar. B'yavdil Melikras Kriyashma Chiyagi Azmano. Kriyashma is not really the proper time to read it until Mishayakir. So you'll read Kriyashma then. Im Efshalo Likras the Kriyashma Aladerech. As long as you're able to have at least kavana for the first pasuk, so that'd be sufficient. Now this shasat chak includes in it, because you're not going to be semekul of the tefillah, because you can't say birchas kriyashma at that point in time either. But so what's our choices? Our choices are daven shmoneh esrei right now, and say birchas kriyashma later on, not be semekul of the tefillah, or daven everything while you're traveling. So davening standing still at home is preferred than davening while you're walking, while you're traveling, even though you'll gain over there the advantage of being semi-kul of the tefillah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. Okay.
So we're assuming you're traveling here with a group of goyim, right? But not away from them. They're not Jewish.
That's awesome. What's to say? Yeah.
We hear so often, don't travel with groups of goyim. Is that safe?
I don't know. I guess you travel with whoever's will travel with you through the forest, and you hope that they wouldn't be as worse as the bandits in the forest, I guess. Okay, Lama Cheshit Sorach, Vanish Yerman, Tennis Loy, Oisha Shard, the Chak Oinus. And he needs a Dama now, he can't wait till later because the Shiara, the group that he's traveling with, is not waiting, or some other reason why he can't daven, whatever it might be. So he'll daven, Shmonesse after Lusha Shachar, Yochel Yispala, Pirish, the Mistam Derech, and Yochel Yishabim Mitzvilo. We assume when a person is traveling, it's difficult to be mekaven. Bank is shumahalok beraglab, whether the person's walking, yeshabagolo ebesiner, whether he's sitting in a wagon or in a boat. It's better to daven after alois af shein adayin ikras manatfili. Well, the proper manatfili really is closer to nates, but in my sense that is this man. And you also lose that you will not have a sviches gula tefillah because kilo yuchal likra oz kriyashma. You can't say kriyashma and berachas kriyashma at that point in time. The guy lo gives mana ashiyakir is chaver berichu taladam, because that's not going to be till later, till the zman of mishiyakir. Kavakam toiv zel toiv yosha shiyispalo mishiyispalo b'derech b'zmano im sviches gula tefillah kim beis yuchal yispalo b'mina. But this sheet, like the Shulchan Aruch points out, gains davening standing still it overrides the advantages of davening later and sichas gula tefila while you're walking or traveling. Now we say Allah Mura Shachar. What do we mean? So I think he spoke about this back then when we began the Hilchus Kriyashma. Talks about this man, that the process is that the first moment of that you see any light, it's concentrated in one area in the east, and so that goes up for a little bit. So in a certain sense, it looks like an omen of light, because it's not spread out over the whole horizon. And then you have what's called Heir HaMizrach, which means that the whole the eastern area is starting to become light by the horizon. So the Mishabur comes out that when we say Elos HaShachar, or Amud HaShachar, we actually mean, for our purposes, Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Not that one Omud, that's not sufficient. And he's the next one after that. Ryan Bir Locha B'Sif Alev, Shiksal the B'Shem Harbah Poiskim, the Sri Elu, the Dafka Acher Sheheir HaMizrach, that's called the time. Kadim lezeh, even though there is an emuna shachar in one spot, lo yigia adayin zman tefillah. It's not called the day is broken yet. It's not called zman tefillah yet. Ubefrat kashiyet to the work oz ala tefillin. And obviously, you have to wait till later for tefillin because you need mishayakir. Now, the Mishabur did point out before that a person did make a bracha after Olus Hashachar before mishayakir by tefillin. But he would not go back because tefillin we hold bigger than tefillin is we pass in that Lila's man tefillin. It's the rabbanon that iser that a person might come to go to sleep, fall asleep wearing the tefillin. Therefore, they said you have to wait till the zman of mishayakir. Sitzes requires mishayakir mikir adin. It has to be yom. It has to be a recent one. So you're able to see it. Mishayakir betchelis the karsi. But tefillin is a rabbanon that adin. So in the bidyavet at least, you don't go back and make a new brach. Once Mishayakir has arrived, that came in Shubh Shas Adchak. It's that we said before, even if you're not Tabashun Asim before Nate Sechachila, in the case of an Oinus, in that situation, you're allowed to go under the circumstances Lechachila down before Nate. So then, you know, they're going to leave right before sunrise. So go look it up. You have a half an hour, 40 minutes, and you'll say Kriyashma and Shmonesse all before Nate, and that's, if it's after Mishayakir, that's for sure the proper thing to do. Now, Vimu Baderech Mamalo. So they're on the way. They stopped in a place overnight. And the group is getting up to daven early. So they're not so learned exactly the halachas. And he realizes that the time to get the baruch yagi hazman. So yachul is hasdo birchas baruch shomer gam keni mohem leisata beloy tefillin. You will not put on tefillin at that point in time. Or alternatively, you put on tefillin without a bracha. He'll see if the time came, so he'll do either put on tefillin then, or he'll be a mashmish and make a bracha. And he'll say Shema later on, if possible, to be mechavah the first pasuk. Ritzalomer, the Yudeya Shagam of Kriyashma pasuk Rishon Lo Yuchel Lechavah Mederach. Don't you welcome and do they chay will list him. He says even the first pasuk he feels he can't concentrate because of the focus. He needs to focus on the danger that he's trying to navigate. So then, Mutalikar's Kriyashma Beisu Gam can take him Shalom Urashakar, Avon Bishadayim Lehigil Ikrasman, Kaleba Simon Lechas Sifkimu. Now we said over there by Shema that Shema Meikir, that Meikir than the Raisim from Alois Shachar is ready Yom. But the Chazal said you may not read from them, but they did agree in a case of Oinus, you couldn't read from Alois Shachar. So if you realize that along the trip you're going to be focused, there's never going to be a time during Zman Kriyashma where you're not going to be totally focused and be very difficult to focus even on the first pasuk. So you say Shema now after Alois Shachar. So now the Shulchan Aruch says, so our options are to not be semakul and tefillin and daven b'amida, or daven later on b'halicha, or while you're traveling, with smichas kula and tefillin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is on. But how Elam Endin is harm is that people do not seem to do this. People seem to start traveling, and they daven later on all davening ala seder, even while they're traveling. So what's the pshat? So, I mentioned this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but there is a sheet that disagrees. They hold no that Gula Tzvila is preferred, even if that means you're going to have to daven traveling. That's preferred. They have not been some Gula Tzvila and davening Bamida back home. So there, Alkemi's problem, but there Alkemi speaks Gula Tzvila. They follow that shita with the advantage of the Svichas Gula Tzvila. That's what they do. That's the Magen Avraham. He's traveling and he's afraid that he'll lose man Kriya Shema, so Yikra Kriya Shema B'li Brachas. If you feel that they're going to stop along the way, but right now you're worried about the Kriya Shema, so say Kriya Shema now, you'll say later on Brachas Kriya Shema Brachas Gula Tefila Shema Aster later on. So if however 4 hours are going to pass before you get to place to stop in Daven Shemoneh Esrei, so you'll Daven Shemoneh Esrei while you're traveling. Because in the same Belayla, Yochel Lo Ben Lamanon Yispalo Shemar. Traveling at nighttime, you're eventually going to get the place to stop and daven marav there. Not only tzarchel yispel achshav boyo shom, but yispel abodeh b'derech. Daven when you arrive, not daven while you're traveling. Imlo shehu yoshen alagol. Unless you're afraid that he's going to fall asleep on the wagon, b'yishach Hashem b'yisach kach yala mura shachar. You're afraid that the person might sleep through the night on the wagon. Where you're going to stop will be a place where you can't focus the daven either. Wherever you're staying will be a place where there's no real place to focus. She might as well daven when you're traveling already. Okay. Okay. Simon Sadi is a long simon. Has 27 sifim. So I can do all of it tonight. Okay. Some important halachas over here. Welcome to Mizpalo. First halach. Mizpalo yamad al gabi mita, mula gabi kisei, mula gabi safso. I feel in a gavoyim gimel. The person should not stand on some type of fancy support, like a couch, chair, a bench. Welcome, Goy. Nothing raised up. The only head you have is a situation where the person, it's difficult for him to stand on the regular ground, or he needed to be higher up to be able to people to hear him. What's the problem? The problem the Mishnah points out is because while you're standing on something like that, you're focusing on not falling down, not focusing on the Avodah Shemoneh Esrei. Alav afilu mideshu kashu oimed aleihem hu torad v'yorei shema yipol. His focus is maybe he's going to fall. Well, you can't have any tefillah, so you can't focus on his davening. Fees that mashatir lebesamach mazakan echav. So then we're allowing it for an elderly person or a person who's ill. After aimer mishum gavus. So the problem he's not doing because of the gaiv element. I'm like standing on fancy cushions. So why is the mutter the car? But there's the fear issue, which should be problematic for the zaken of the car as well. So we have to explain that the pshat is chachamim let me tiru lispal aleim b'mashi yet itav loy b'shiva b'amido. So that because of the need of the zaken of the car, so they allowed him to do so, even though it is going to diminish his focus. They're making it in some way easier for him to do so, whether standing or sitting. That the area he's standing on is broad enough that he's not worried about falling off. Even if it's not going gimel, the Bachman Taz Matirim, I have a person to Shulchan Aruch. The Bachman Taz say, if it's less than three Tvachim high, it's considered like it's on the ground, there's no problem davening there. You have a Machman like the Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't stand even on Mokam Gavoya. So now this is not a problem of Bisuso, because the whole area is raised, right? So what's the problem? You don't raise yourself up in front of Hashem, you lower yourself down in front of Hashem. It's hard for him to get out of the bed. So that's mutter. Or let's see if a person needs to stand high, people can hear him. I feel like I'll be kisei oisav, so even on a chair or a bench. It's not doing it for the gaiva elements. However, you have the other issue. The person is not comfortable. He's not focused because he's scared. So then I feel a lashir latibur is also. We do the opposite. We actually lower it down. That's the lashon chazal of yared lifnei ateva. That's what Magen Rambam says. To tell you, I've seen it in one shul in my life. Right? I've seen it in the makbid on this. Actually, two. Okay, so we say, welcome, Gaboya Sha'am Ruf, Sif Beis. Shir, welcome, Gaboya Sha'am Ruf, that we said you should not stand on a Shlosh Tvachim, it's more than three Tvachim. How you Gaboya Shlosh, it's three Tvachim high. Why you bar Arba Amos, Alab Amos, it's 4 Amos by 4 Amos. Real Kalia, so that's like a second floor. It's like a raised deck already. Mutali spalo boy, then you want to daven it. Okay, in all your book and mechitzes, I'll be shame barbara. Go on, mutali spalo boy, if it's clearly like another room, kim and shakalak rishus, because the kam shenu gawa nikr, kim and shakalak rishus. It doesn't look like it's raised up, because within its own perimeter, that's the floor. So it doesn't have the bisus issue, it doesn't have the gavus issue. So that's mutal. Sif Cotton Vov, welcome Gavaya. Pierce, I feel who are smitha. Not talking about he's sitting on a chair, which is clearly distinct from the ground. The whole ground is higher. It's the thickness of the ground is there. Gavaya Gimel Tvachim, Gavaya Gimel Tvachim. Osalam and Alabi Spalo. Apaglaze Ein Gavaya Nikr. So that's what we said before. You shouldn't send a welcome Gavaya, even though it's ground. It's not a separate article that he's standing on, the chair, bench, whatever it is. If the ground itself is raised up, with less than 3 tefachim, that's mutter. If it's 3 tefachim already, it's awesome. If the area is 4 amas or 4 amas, so then it's right to not nicker. That's like a separate area. Or if it has walls, mukam mechitzes, Zion. The bima chadasha shabesa knesses shadayim lahukim mechitzes. So they would put the bima. So many shuls is raised up, and see what a daven there. So if it has mechitzes, it's mutter. Even though it's not 4 amas, it's 4 amas. But if it doesn't have mechitzes, trust with us. He's pala aleha. There it's usher. Either because of gavus or because of Bisusa. Mioling and shamer shemakayma lamed shemakviyas the tzarchei betzikneses. The shamer who stands there, because this way he's able to visualize what's going on in the shul. Near the mutter, that's mutter. It's not worse than umnin. Besef gimel, that a person who's an umnin, they would daven in the trees. Right, so. The shamash, that's his job, and it's not worse than the woman davening in the tree. What? Correct. You got it. Okay, Sif Gimel. See, put it out. That's a Gemara in Brachas. It's a Mishnah in Brachas. Human shaysu malachel balabayis shechel mispalo b'roish hazayis b'roish hatena. There are a lot of diamond up in the tree. They're working on the olive tree or the fig tree. So the lot of davening there. Vein b'zeh mishum lo yamad al mokam yomakim gvoer lispalo. There's no problem of the sister of davening in a high place of davening. The kima shalom lo asus malachdom. Heavy commercial all the aliyah. So, since they went up to do the work over there, it's like you're on the second floor. There's no bisus issue because these trees have a lot of branches. So you're not going to fall down. And therefore, it's not a gabbos issue. It's like you're in a separate area. It's not a bisus issue because you're not going to fall. Ubashari lonis, srichim leiri. Other trees, you don't have to come down. And the Mishnah is going to say that even though they theoretically have this problem with it, but the tirchah going up and down by other trees is less. V'tam she nishtana hazayis b'shari lamas. So what's the difference? Mishum b'day sheyesh b'lehem anofim harbe yosim b'shari lamas. The Zaysim and the Tatum have a lot more branches. So to get to where you have to go, you have to duck through and avoid many different branches. Therefore, going up and down is going to take away from your work time. Because I allowed you to dive in there. By other trees, you don't have this concern. It's very easy to go up and down. Balabais is all by the worker, so that's part of his responsibility, so he shouldn't be taken away from his work time, so you say daven there. But the balabais, the owner, come down. He's not responsible for the work, to the work. So he'll come down. If we go, take him longer, that's his problem. That's he's the owner. Even though we allowed by the workers, because they are hired and paid for their work, so they have no right to diminish the balabais' work time by going up and down the trees. That's for the worker. They weren't making for the balabais. Because, you know, so you, what are you? You lose some money. That's what davening is about. You lose some money. So again, we're describing the proper place for davening. We discuss the height issue. Now, the proper places should be it should be some type of a window or doorway facing towards Yerushalayim. So you're davening. It's a pasuk in the Neil, says Kevin Psichon Le. He directed. He was machab, and he made it that the direction of the doorways was towards Yerushalayim. It's proper to have 12 windows in a shul. That's a zayir. So the Mishabura said, "Cut and ches." Bachaloyness doorways or windows. Feel about the kinesis because she spelled the mitzvah. Tarkly zar bezet. Nachal zar bezet should be true in a shul as well. Close can she spelled the bais bechiri. Tarkly zar bezet lechatkila. If davening in a house, you should daven in a house which has windows facing towards your shalim. And close can no fine. Kinesis be gemara. Well, you spell autumn ela bebais sheish bachaloyness. It should be windows. Now, what do you need windows for? You're supposed to not look out the window. You're supposed to look down towards the ground to lower yourself in front of your Creator. That's what's staring out the windows. But a person feels that his focus is getting distracted by looking out, looking up, and being aware of the vastness and expanse of the heavens, will help him focus it back in his davening. So that's proper to do, and therefore it's proper to have that opportunity opportunity available if necessary. Shemos Hachalonis, you have to have 12 windows. Raise at such year, so they don't have to all face towards the east. They can face, you can have one facing east and 11 facing other directions. But she'll be at least one facing towards Yerushalayim. Shouldn't they have that wall totally windowless?
Is there like frosted glass or something?
Frosted glass is a good question. I'm not sure what. In the window, sure. Yeah.
It's the only place where.
Okay. Now the if you have a very large window which has sections. So that's a question. Do you look at that as one window or as four windows? Somebody said this brings over here from the Buchacher. But Chandra says that you count it as four. There's no way it's going to have more than 12. It's a minimum. It's not a maximum. Okay. Hey. Lo yispal b'mokim paritz k'moy b'sod. You should not daven in an open area like a field. Ne'kashub b'mokim tzniyus cholalov emes hamelach liba nishper. You find yourself, the Mora says, that a person's in an enclosed area, there's a little less of an expansive feeling in his heart, so that helps for hachlo in front of his creator. Yod lo yispal. The more he said the chotim, who Misha Oyrel said, it's more, it takes it very seriously. The person is not careful with this. It's element of chutzpah, klapei Hashem, kasri megadim. Lakenim, these damaloi, buy shein boi chalonis, so you have two choices, a house with no windows, or an open area. What's better? So a house with no windows, at least has the mila being inside. That's better than the chutzpah of davening in open area. Okay. Welcome, parents. The Tosfos asks the kasha. It says, "Vayitzei Yitzchak l'such basoda." He went out to daven in the field. So Tosfos gives a few terutzim. We have it's chatz terutz of the Tosfos. According to one terutz of Tosfos, if this issue is only a problem, we're afraid that people will be traveling by near where he is and they're going to interrupt him. Imu oimid betzadet derech, b'mokim shein misyara sheif siku over the rochim. Shori. So Tosfos says that it only applies in a case where you have a concern that somebody's going to interrupt you. But if you're off of the road enough to the side where you will not be interrupted, then it's mutter. But he says it does not like that teretz. They answer the Basis's kashas. But they accept the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, not like Tosfos, because of the Zayir. Now, if I read the Racham, Kulyama Mutarm Lispala Basada, the person's traveling, so that's better than Davin in the field than the Davin on the road. So obviously, you'll Davin in the field. But if you have some element of an enclosure around you, you're under the trees, that's better than davening in an open field. The main kashal of Iker Darker, the Makam Snuhu Ksasayereze. So if you have an option going into the trees, even though it might take a little bit longer to do by traveling out to where the grove is, to off the road a little further, if it's not going to be a problem for the person's interrupting his trip for that long, you should do so. But obviously, if a choice of davening in a bias amongst the trees, a bias is much better in regards to this issue than the trees. Come on, Bissali, you should not daven in the field. If it's enclosed, even though it doesn't have a roof, that's called for this purpose, that's an enclosed area. So the Mishnah raised the question by the Kosel. Is it any better daven inside where you have the walls around you than the daven in the Kosel area, the open plaza? So he says, no, can I ask this question? He said it's not. I mean, the truth is nowadays it's all enclosed. It's the same way he's saying there's a field which is enclosed. It's fine, so the whole area is enclosed, so that's okay. Vav. So the more continues and says there's person should not daven in a churva. In an area, ruins of a building. The Mishnah says three reasons. Because people will say that he has somebody hiding, waiting for him available there. That's why he's going there. Or because there's a danger that the wall might continue to crumble. Or the danger because there, in these areas, which are ruins, there are shadim, there are mazikim, which might damage him. Well, the more brachas, the more asks as a side point. But the main mission is a price later on. You're right, it is mentioned in the Daf Gimel. So the more says they have a choice, the more that Tzvi mentioned, the more Brocha says that there was a story with the Biersi that he was davening in a Korba and Elio waited for him until he finished davening. He said, you should daven in the Derech. That's better than davening in the Korba. Even though in that situation there wasn't all three of the reasons, even one of the reasons of the concern was enough. So while if you're afraid of your daven on the road, the people will interrupt you. So then you have a right to daven a shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei. That's still better than davening in the ruins. So referring to what's now there are two things called tefillah ksara. We'll see later on something called havineinu. Havineinu was a full fledged halachic tefillah. It's the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and the middle. For our purposes, the middle 13 brachas is condensed into one abridged long bracha, which ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tzivilo. So that's your yartz davening with that. There's a tefillah ksara, which is even that's too dangerous to say. You just say a very very short request to Hashem. That would not be the equivalent of tefillah. So the choice is they're davening in a ruins with a tefillah or davening that type of tefillah ksara, that you wouldn't do. So why can't you go into the ruin, the churba? Nechashat. Yachshadu sheyesh lo zayna mechan hasham. He has a woman waiting for him for them there. If it's out in a more open area, the Zayin is scared to be there. So there's no chashad in that situation. His wife is with him, so people see that, so they're not going to be chashad him. The ruins are not crumbling still. You're not worried about my polis. Two people go into the churba, and lachis to mazikim. Shall echad near hamaz umazik, the same near a ben umazik, the stosh shadow near a cloud. The more it says, one person by himself, the shade will appear and will attack. Two, the shade will appear, and she'll be scared of seeing him, but he won't touch you. And three, it doesn't even show up at all. Unless it's a place where mazikim come regularly, so even three people can be in danger of that situation. If you have a torch with you, count it two people. If it's not just a torch, but the moon is out, so it's very, in the middle of the month, the full moon, it's very clear. That's like three people. So therefore, in a situation where you have two people, A, it's in the field, B, and it's strong, so there's no concern of Mapalus, of Chashad, or of Mazikim, so then you'll have a daven there. Okay. Zion. The Mishnah says you should not daven.
How are there no
concerns? In the case where the walls are strong, there's no Mapalus. It's in the sun, there's no Chashad of Zion. And the two people, there's no Chashad of Mazikim. Zion. Person should not daven behind the shul, because that itself looks like the person is not interested in being part of the tzibur. But if he's facing in the same direction towards the shul, so he's facing, if he wants to be, he's facing towards them, he's facing away. That would be improper. Now, Chabesa means you're talking about the side of the shul, which where is the doorway, where the door is. So that's the side called when you daven there, facing away from the shul, like you're facing away from the opening. Which normally the door was in the east, Excuse me, the dormers in the west, we daven facing Mizrach, so the dormers in the west, and you would open up, and that was like the back of the shul. So you would open, come in from the back of the shul, the west, and you face east. So he's davening on the behind this opening, outside of this opening, he's davening on the west end of the shul. As he'd face away, it'd be problematic. Whoever gets such a part of love, a kol kashiv is problem. Now that's how the main shot the Shulchan Aruch says in what's called a Kori Beis HaKnesses and what's called the front. Some say the opposite. And the Kori Beis HaKnesses is referring to the Mizrach Vant for our purposes. So a person will be davening outside of that. He's more to the east, so he faces east. So he's facing away from the shul. That's wrong. So since this is true, so both directions you're going to have a problem, whether you're outside in the east or in the west. You're standing in the north or the south, you should also face towards the shul. Now, the person standing clearly with his back facing towards the shul. That's like you're turning away from the shul. So if it's close enough that you're right there and you turn away, that's strange. He's not in the open area. He's in a different building. Upon Eretz Yisrael, Kiroi, and he's facing towards the shul, which is not towards the direction of the shul next door. And therefore his back is towards where the wall which he shares together with the shul behind him. There's not obvious that he's facing away from the shul. He's in a different room, a different building. He's facing towards Yerushalayim. Right? So that's mutter. Okay. A lot of Mishra over here from Sifat Tes as well. Achar Beis HaKnesses, Mishum was Yadal Yoh, Simon Zayin Kosav. So the Yadal Yoh was, I think he's referring to, his name was Rebel Yoh Rogler, he's a Talmud of one of the main, the Choshim Talmudim of Rav Chaim Balazhiner. He wrote, the nearly the Mash Amr Shgabi bin Spalo, Achar Beis HaKnesses. He says it's all referring to Shemoneh Esrei. So if you're outside the saying Tillim, no problem. The Maamar Mordechai disagrees. So if he's davening Shemoneh Esrei outside, even though they're not davening Shemoneh Esrei inside, it's a problem. Since it's going to the shul, daven inside the shul. Why are you davening outside the shul? It's like as if you're saying, I'm not davening with them. So the first pshat in the Shulchan Aruch was that the Achar Beis is referring to the west wall, which is opposite the direction where people daven, towards the east. I call. The doorway is in the west. So this way, when he davens facing towards the shul, it comes out. He's facing the same direction as the shul. They're facing east. He's facing east towards the shul. Okay, Lord Nikarosh. He faces away, he's diving in the opposite direction of the Tzibur. He's facing away, he's diving in the wrong direction. Okay, Nick and Rosh. She never just stayed with Shuya's customers. It looks like you're all facing in a different direction. He hears that. You might be the Kribbis of Knesset, but Sad Mizruk. Kribbis of Knesset, Mispal, and Sad Mizruk, Kamushi, Spazim, Mispal, and Gamkin, and Nick and Rosh. Let's say the situation is that he's standing to the east of the shul, and he's east, facing towards Yerushalayim, like he's supposed to. leaving his back facing towards the shul. So according to this explanation, it doesn't look like Shnei Rishus because they're all diving in the same direction. So that's not going to be called a rush. Some say the pshat is all the way around. It happened. Yishui chashiv v'loshiktis. Hudasari, hubim b'tayis v'shom, the mefarash akar b'sakanes is hainu akari k'tayis l'mizrachi she'en shom p'sachim, referring to the east wall, which doesn't have any doors. So you're standing on that side with your back to the wall. I'll be shapon of kapi ruach mizruch. He's facing east. He's dominating the same direction as everybody else. So according to the first shot, that's fine. But the shul, which is the Hechel Hashem, you're putting your backside towards that. Okay, now, so what should he do? He's facing towards the shul. He's facing west. Everyone else is facing east. Lesson four: Kibush a kol kol mispael on the klapi kosel mizrachi yishashama hechel. Vupon of gam kein klapi osa a kosel and lochish. So they're all facing towards the same direction, towards the wall of the mizrachwat of the shul. So that's what the re holds. Yichoshes the shneim. So what should you do? Shall you spell Ella Bamara, but you have to put on the basic nest. So only eight you have. If you're in the east, you're going to have a steer what to do. According to the first sheet that you face east, you face west. So the only place you can do this is standing in the west, facing east, and everybody agrees to that. So that's good enough. According to the second shot, you don't need, there's never been Mechlal over there. According to the first shot, that's what you're supposed to do. So either way, you're good. So either is the according to the first shot, the case which the more is talking about is a person's up west of the shul facing, and he's supposed to face east. If he faces west, that's wrong. Good. But if he's in the east of the shul, he should face east. Even though he's facing away from the shul. According to the second shot, if he's in the east of the shul, he has to face west. So now, if I'm in the dominant east of the shul, according to the first shot, I have to dominant east. According to the second shot, I have to dominant west. So what should I do? I have no. If I'm chashed both shittas, what should I do? The answer is move around to the marav of the shul and face east. Okay. So 12 months ago, we say after Zam Mutter the Kulyam, because welcome Shari Elamadik. But even though that every Greece is a mutter, it's still better to go inside the shul. Right? That's like the best option. If you're on the north or the south, Shart Stodim, your test, then it's up on the driver north or south. So what you do? Umari you're not able to face east. There's an air vote soya facing east. So he wants to face a different direction. So obviously you don't face, if you're to the north of the shul, you don't face north with your back to the shul, you face south towards the shul. But if you can daven facing east, all of Tvei Shabbat part of the Mizrach, you'll daven in the same direction as everybody else in the shul as well. You can go to the shul, daven in the shul is the best thing, obviously. Okay. So in this, if you're to the north and south of the shul, you should still face towards the shul. Shabbat part of the Knesses. You don't want your back facing the shul. You're not necessarily davening, they're davening facing east, you're davening facing, let's say you're south, you're davening facing north or south. If you're in the north, you're facing south. And they're facing east, so right, it looks like two rishuyas. Because they're going this way, you're davening that way, right? It's all looks like Tereshuri is if they're going like opposite directions. So what are you doing? You're davening Chas V'Shalom to something else. But over here not. So if you're facing north and facing south, So you'll face towards the shul, even though it's the opposite direction. It's not the same direction as the shul. It's 90 degrees off. Let's say you're in the east or the west. Also, Afim Reutzel, how does that sound? It's fine. He says, so, well, I have a great idea. I'm standing in the east of the shul. So, according to one sheet, I should face towards the shul. According to one sheet, I should face away from the shul. So I'll turn north. Right? You told me that facing north is mutter. That's if you're to the south, facing north is mutter. If you're to the east, why are you facing north? So that's not an eight. So, if it's a person's in an area which is distinct and separate, so it doesn't look like you're facing away from the shul, etc. So, for example, you have a house next to the shul. If there are in front of the shul, which is facing east, there are some lobbies and stuff like that. But they used to use it for davening. So you have these rooms that they would have to the east of the shul in the building, using for davening. So you're facing away from the shul. Your back is to the heichal. Not a problem. The Zora area, the lobby area is in the east. And in that area, when they daven, they face east. Which means their back is to the east wall of the shul. But if we have an option of putting the lobby north, south, or west, that obviously would be much better than putting the lobby to the east of the east side of the shul, east of the shul.
Then to put the lobby.
What? When you build it, when you're building the building,
it would be much better then to put the lobby in the east. To put it in the north side or in the southern side.
Much better to put it north, northwest or south than to put it in the east. I'm not sure we're disagreeing, Sui.
What?
I'm not sure we're disagreeing.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, what time is it?
Like 8:36.
Let's hold it here. Okay.